I would like to draw your attention now to a verse in the book of Psalms, Psalm 56. This is the psalm that David composed when he was in the land of Philistines, when he was in Gath, of which we read in First Samuel earlier on. He says to God, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against O Most High." And then he goes on to say what I'm going to talk about to you this morning in verse 3. "What time I am afraid, I would trust in thee." Now the Bible, as I have often reminded you, is so full that one can come back to the same text over and over again. I do remember some years ago, I have to remember friend, speaking to you from this text, from a different angle to what I am going to take today. This is what David says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now there are some fears which we never had, and I hope which we will never have. There is not one of us who's ever had the fear which Christians have there at a place like Russia today. They go to bed and there may be a knock at the door during the night, and a KGB will be there to take someone or all away to an unknown destination, perhaps never to be heard of again. We do not know the fear that the Tabernacles had in their own day. Were living out on the fens and in the glens, hiding day and night for fear of their life. But we don't have that. And there are many such fears of this. For example, I doubt very much if any one of us here, I'm not sure, I doubt very much if any one of us here ever had to hear when we were going to bed of what was going to happen to our families and our friends in the morning of the God's proof. Now, some people had that fear in days gone by. Men and especially widows with orphans often went down at night without one scrap of food for the next morning to give to their children. Now, these are fears that we've never had. As I said, I hope they'll never have them. All I want to say by that is that it would be a very stupid person who thinks that he has every kind of fear that is common to man. Nobody has that. Nevertheless, even when I'm sick, I suppose each one of us has fear of some kind or other, temporal and spiritual. I want to say a little about them today, but it's what we ought to be. Now, we have here two things mentioned by the Bible which seem to be opposite. but not. But then I said, they are. But they are not opposites. And he said that they do not succeed in the same mind at the same time. The men who feel and think, when I am a fish, I become. There are some who mistake, used to say, that where there is faith, there is no fear. Where there is fear, there is no faith. They say that the two cannot coexist. And now, all that one would need to say against these people is just a quote text that I have heard before. What time I am afraid, or when I am afraid, I would trust in thee. The psalmist gives the lie to such talk as that. He was afraid, and he trusted in the Lord at the same time. Fear and faith coexist, but they don't rage together. Although they are together in the same heart, they are not together in the same nature. Sometimes fear is greater than faith. Sometimes faith is greater than fear. But fear rules. Faith doesn't rule. But faith rules. Fear doesn't rule. The core is that the door stops. But you must learn one of three things that you do. The time is to know the truth about faith. I mentioned to you already how someone says that the Christian should not be afraid at all. Now, that would be the idea of life. How many of us are left to think of that? I don't know. But we have to deal with facts. And the fact is that Christians are afraid sometimes. And if you are afraid, again, you are a person. Don't conclude that you are not Christian. Don't say where the Bible is Christian, I would have faith in God. Christian wouldn't terrify me. And I wouldn't be raised the way I am. Don't say it. Just look at the scriptures, my friend. I know that it's a matter of faith. I know that it's a question to a worship because I heard it too. Now, the thing is that I did not only not the scripture, but the scripture before God. If I could give you one or two examples from the Bible, because it is the Bible that Jesus writes, and I want to comfort you. You are afraid. And then you fear makes you afraid, but you're not a Christian, because you have it. First of all, let us take the example of Israel. Here we have a man who was taken out from out of the Chaldees by the word of God, promised that he was in the land of Canaan, part of the heritage. And then famine broke out. And it is something that he never had done. He went down into the land of Israel. And though he was afraid that his wife, Sarai, would be taken away from him by the king or by a king of Israel. But why did not Abraham believe implicitly in the promise of God that He would keep them as He did and would let them come to no harm. Why did He not believe them as He believed in the Moriah when He was ready to sacrifice Isaac? Well, the only answer I can give is that He wasn't so much true. But perhaps another answer is that He was so because of His temperament, but the fact is that He wasn't made. And in His fear, He did what He could stand that day. But He was not praying. Now, that is what I want to prove. So that then, as I just want to rest through one of those things, so that then He wrote for His Son, the Lord is the one that's from them. He was not saved, although He had the promise of God. And He left the place. There's another example, I guess another example in that in the way. Take the case of Elijah. The Lord brought great work at the end of time. And the people said, the Lord is God, the Lord is God. And it seemed that He had brought back Himself from their idolatry of Baal, from their idolatry of Baal, to serve the living God. And He knew the people said that. And Jessica said to Morgan, she said, God, He spoke to me and more also, to you at last, to not to let the one of, let the life of one of them before the sun set tomorrow. And listen, this man, who was probably the most courageous man in all of Old Testament history, was afraid of the method of our woman. And he went, and he took himself to the people. He was afraid. Elijah was afraid. But if Elijah was afraid, it is no wonder that you and I can come down. And last of all, in the Old Testament, let me mention David as well. Read the book of Psalms and it goes to God. Or say, for example, Peter in the New Testament. Peter was afraid. Take Paul. The Lord said to Paul, time and again, and spoke to him in a vision and said, fear not, Paul. Be not afraid. I am with you. So the Lord wouldn't have said that to Paul if he hadn't, if Paul hadn't been afraid. So you see then how it is quite consistent with faith to have fear not. After He divinely gives you a greater example than any that I have quoted before, the writer to the Hebrews makes it abundantly clear that Jesus Christ Himself was a friend in the Garden of Gethsemane, spoke to you about that with His Father. He was a friend. He was held in this thing, but confirming the thing, his fear. Well, now that thing I'm just told you, that fear is not important. Of course, there are some fears which are not fear, they are imaginary fears. And believers are imaginary fears just like anybody else. Although the leaders have been converted and born again, the test of them, the personality, has not been altered. And when such as life is to give way to imagination as anything happens, the sense of good, the people, the essence of life, the imaginary fears are not heavy. If there are some fears which are not imaginary, they are real fears. I want to mention one of the fears that there are. First of all, the fears themselves. And when you look into the past, you will see an exercise in the past. The past is like looking into the mist. When you look into the mist, small things are soon back to the foreground. Little things appear to be dark. There is something in the mist that makes the small thing appear to the ground. And you look into the past, and you remember the things that you have done today. And you have no reason to describe them properly. And then they appear so close that the way they have done. You are afraid that God will not forgive you. You are afraid that God continually answers. You are afraid that there is no hope for you. Or it may be that it is just a duty that you have neglected. It is a reason, and you know that you have no opportunity now to make up for that. If years may be concerned of the present, the person of corruption. What a terrible thing, person of corruption is. And you say, this is inconsistent with divinity. If I have faith in my heart, these thoughts will not die. These thoughts, the thoughts of wisdom, arise in the heart of any creature. And therefore, I conclude that I am not. And the present sense of corruption, inward pollution and desire, makes you accept the fact of God. Let the fact know that as it is. And the need to hear also concerning the secret, concerning one's purpose. There are things in this process that may be afraid. I don't think that there are things in the future that make me afraid. The spiritual condition of the nation makes me afraid very much. I am afraid of what God may be doing in the kingdom of God. I am afraid of a nuclear holocaust at the new time. The nations are preparing. I am afraid of the spiritual despair that has come upon the man becoming greater and greater and God knows his children are not free. These are fears that we can't carry. Oh, we know God. Oh, we know that nothing will happen except that we are life. But we know what things are happening from this nation. Affair. Some people are afraid of old age. It's going to happen. Of sickness. Of loneliness. Of sickness. And these are not people of old age that may never be realized. But they are really that. So we think that this makes her happy. She may be happy enough with his wife, husband, and family together. And God alone knows what his last days are going to be. He is the last person in an old people's home, lonely, looking at the door all day long to see somebody coming to see. You don't know that. But as I heard you say that there are some people on that earth, rather to them, the kind of life, they are really afraid of these things. Are they something to be afraid of? Then, there are some afraid because of people coming. And there is nothing to make that power that I take. Like what people come. other presented two great men of the time. Harry Sumner, the king of Babylon, the greatest man in the world. And one night as he was spending himself, spending the time and property, he saw the king of the writing on the wall, and his name knocked the one against the other. He was upset. He remembered heaven. His words were sore. When he heard of the work of God, he was afraid. All that he jumped about, the man of the heaven. And Herodotus had prophesied, he did not believe in Herodotus. He was said, John, he's risen from the dead, yet I wish you can. Well, my friend, if you have a gifted conscience to get, it is the most pity of the center upon a sin of the earth. It would be just as possible to be without a home and without a penny to be alone. It would be just as possible to be alone and blind and deaf. It would be just as possible to be a fasting man. One to be well known. Everything in the world that you want. If you love too much, give to conscience and will do. That's like carrying a pile in every basket. Is it? It's fine. Very good. Wanting to make the very greatest aspect for a people. There are some people out there that say, to be a great God. Oh, my friend, don't think that I know history. I know that it is common. And it is in common. For people to say that believing is not the greatest thing. Very well then, if they want to have it back today, let them have it back today. But they don't receive me as one. I don't believe that. And if they are telling the truth, I just don't want to receive this one. I remember George McCown saying, telling he was a very old man. And I don't think he was a good person. The opposite of the and I learned much from his conversation and very much. But I remember telling me at one time that an old man who knew his name I knew, but I never seen him, but he was one of the old man. And he said that there was one peculiar thing about him. It was one of the oldest men I ever came across. But I compliment the other human that he mentioned it before I left. It's here upwards. I never forgot that. And I went on to tell him that one day after his man went to walk the country, he kept her there. And he said the death that he was going to do that. It's cold. And he didn't know anything about it. Everybody was fine. But the point is that this man was fresh. Well, now, the next thing is, how do we get to a place? How did the farmer say this? He said, but now I am afraid I will stop doing this. Well, now, how did we do this? It's here in another life. It's here in another life. It's in another life. Not the breath, and it won't come up the mountain. That's what you think the other man did. I was afraid, said the other man, I went and I hid myself. The last thing he could have done, it is, I went and hid myself. My friend, don't go and hide, try to hide yourself from God, if you're afraid. Paul was afraid and he went to confess the week. Madhapuri. David Buddha. But there are many of them. Two of the Buddha days are the Western Han. Two of the Buddha days are the Western Christian thought. Up to the Buddha. And that is the difference between a Christian and a non-believer. When he says, I am afraid, I will trust in you. I won't go to hell. Later about 90 years, I don't know. But I will trust in the Lord. But I can trust in the Lord, not a leader, some people think it is. All I can manage to say, I will give everything I have in you, all ways. If I knew, I was convinced that I had a real faith in the Lord. Without having any confidence at all in anything belonging to myself, in any resources belonging to myself. But the longer I go on living, the more difficult I have to do that. The more difficult a possibility you can do it. And my trust, I know, will never be perfect, and your trust will never be perfect. Neither was David, but his trust is never perfect. And we said, for the soul, although we do not trust a theology, we do trust. So what can you trust the Lord to do? What did it really mean? What was the intuitive thought of the past? Well, that's a very good thing. No, it's a bad thing. To trust it in the God of your life. No, my husband, you don't let God be trusted. You just can't. There's no requirement. If you don't love him, you can't trust a person that you don't love. And here is the divine person with whom you can trust. But you must love him before you can trust him. And he is loved. And then you must believe in the power of God, because you don't have to trust in anyone who has no power. By what you have to do, if you have no power. If you have no power to keep a secret, by commit a secret to it. If you have no power to relieve your wants, by telling that it's true. So you must believe in the power of God. That time I'm afraid I trust in you. You must believe in me. All sufficiency of God. What is this here? Well, I don't know. But if you trust God to believe that God is all sufficient for that particular fear that you have, not my fear, but whatever it is, these are sufficient for your belief for me, and for me as it is for you. And you must believe in the wisdom of God. I will trust in you, and God will bring you the power to do these things to move you. God will bring you the power. God will help you. And then we have the goodness. We must believe in the goodness of God. The goodness of God. We must believe that God is living. For time I am afraid, I will trust in this. And God is more willing to give you. To make you a partaker of the sanctuary. All of it is to trust in him. If you trust him, then God will help you. I will trust in him. It was a sort of a blind trust. The psalm didn't know how God was going to rescue him from the Philistines, from Gath, from Achish the king. He didn't know how he was going to rescue him from Saul. And he went up into the cave, but he trusted in God. Now you trust in God, and let me trust in God, and God will bring the power. God will guide us. Now how could it be trusted? Well, how does it affect fear? And I am afraid I will trust it. Well, I think it's too late. Very deep. First of all, you do the less fear. It's gives us a death stroke. That time I'm afraid I will trust him. And you know, friends, trusting in the Lord, I would say, always is all the clearer. I didn't think. You may be trusting in the Lord and you may have the element of fear, but I know that trusting in the Lord will give us death below. And if you know, you are picking a person out together, you know, and then sometimes trusting in God's garment is clear all together. If you make the gold of the Lord, the garment is all together. But I want to give one example of it. That's all I'm going to do. And I want to conclude for you first. What I'm going to say tonight applies to every kind of people. But whether you feel it, I don't know what it is. And I would never be told, Lord, I am the truth. But you remember one man whose name is Yellow. And he was talking about the history of his own soul. Mark in a poem about the history of his own soul. And in his constitution, he said something like this. Complete with our hope is life from a heart. When legal fear and tenderly die. That's a problem. And yet some people tell me to do that they're not that way. And this was the great master. That is what I'm saying when he was always in the program. When he said, legal fear to are tenderly die. No rescue, no safety. The best to die is over the strength and failure. So my friend, if today you are afraid of the legal fear, afraid that Jesus will not receive, afraid that God will so angry with you that you will not get confined, afraid because you have failed the conscience to think deliberately against life, and afraid that you never get reconciled to God, then there is hope of the eternal future. No rest, no sin, but faith. And then my faith goes on to say, after this customer, he said, my terrible land is going to be saved. My guilt is being done. The old Messiah is the prince of the house in life, giving up to the hope of the strength of all things. Life here is all back before the life is the year back before the life. But applying to the soul under legal fears and the conviction of sin, applying to the soul to every conceivable thing. It doesn't matter what the fear is to do. This is the answer. The sweet voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hope of the planet, in all things. You will have this year that honors the Lord. But trust in the Lord. I must say, I will trust in the good factor. And even if you don't can't see a way out, sometimes you can't see a way out, sometimes you see there is no way out, you trust them. And all you are saying, you trust them. Trust God. I'm saying that some of those things have been good. Nearer and nearer to the end and serious problems. What are we going to talk to? What have I got to talk to? Can I trust in myself? Can I trust in my Christian? Oh God knows me okay. I am far more afraid than I was. Far more afraid than I was deeply afraid. I don't trust you. I don't confide in it. I don't trust in it in the least. thì khổ đó là tội lỗi. Nói thế nó có gì chắc là ai gì
Psalm 147 from verse 2 to verse 4.